Zaza Mornings with Cherie. So we all know what this last hurricane season was like. It was beyond.
Thank God it's over.
Too active. Yeah, officially over as of yesterday, but a number of storms that did a ton of damage across the country. And there's nothing worse than having to evacuate your home if you're in a mandatory evacuation area and then come back to find out you lost everything.
I cannot imagine.
And that was the case for this family we're about to call. Their rental they came back to, and it was a complete loss. So Aaron had to start all over. Thanks to Teresa for letting us know about this family. And now let's see if we can give Aaron some good news.
Hello?
Is this Aaron?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Aaron. It's Tony Zaza from Zaza Mornings with Cherie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So you're probably wondering why I'm calling you.
Kind of.
I just got off the phone with your friend Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
And Teresa had sent us a little note and let us know the kind of year you've had.
Yes.
So tell me about it.
It's been up and down. But, you know, you make it through. We made it through. Had to throw out everything and start all over. But sometimes starting over isn't so bad, but it's been one of those years.
And when you say starting over, I mean, literally, you guys lost just about everything.
I lost everything. We had a couple of outfits because where we lived, we vacated mandatory evacuation. That's all we had. So I just had some clothes, and that's it.
What was it like when you came back and saw you'd lost everything?
It was a little traumatic. It hurt. You know, you go through everything, you have to throw it away.
Right.
And you see some things and you're like, wow. And you just don't really realize how much, you know, something really kind of the basics, like a bed really was, you know, or having to throw out all your daughter's toys and stuff and your kids' things that they liked. And, you know, that was the hard part. And, you know, I guess because I'm an adult, I felt like it wasn't that bad having to get rid of my stuff. But having to watch them having to part with their things, that was rough.
And you have three kids. You have Nyla, who's 2, Damien, who's 11, and Shannon, who's 13. Then I also know you have a 21-year-old as well. But the three.
Yes, I have a 21-year-old who has a 3-year-old grandson, and they lived with me.
Wow. So what does Christmas look like since you're a single mom providing for all them?
I make Christmas, but I mean, Christmas, you know, they all know. I ask them, you know, what's the one thing that you really want? And then I try to come through and, like, you know, the one thing and stuff like that. But they know that mom works hard.
What is the one thing on each of their lists?
Oh, of course it's the expensive things. my son wants a Nintendo Switch, and I'm like, oh, okay. But then he goes, I know you don't have that much. So then he's like, I'll settle for like any video game. And then my daughter, you know, she was wanting, she's into art, so she was wanting one of those anime drawing pad things, but she'll settle for some markers and a notepad. And then my 2-year-old, you know, she's happy with whatever she gets. She loves the stuffed animal, and she's into, like, baked cooking and being silly.
They sound adorable.
Yeah, they are.
And you sound like an incredible mom. So here's what I want to tell you, Aaron. I want to let you know that my foundation, the Zaza Community Foundation, has selected your family to be aboard Jingle Jet 2017.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
And what that means is not only are you going to have an incredible day with your kids and take a magical flight to the North Pole and meet Santa and Mrs. Claus and eat breakfast and eat lunch, but when you arrive at the North Pole after that magical flight, you'll walk into a winter wonderland. And Aaron, there's going to be a tree with your family name on it, and under that tree there are going to be presents for all your kids and for you. Christmas is on us.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Will that help out a little bit?
Oh, my God, yes. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Teresa warned me that you're one of the most positive people she's ever met in her entire life, and I can tell you are a fighter, and you are just incredibly positive, and I love that. I think it's time for you to get a break and let us take care of things moving into the holidays. Basically, what I need you to focus on now is getting those wish lists together from the kids to Santa, and don't forget to include some stuff for you, because you seem like the type of person who would forget to put that on there so the kids can get taken care of. And don't worry about them. We got them, but we also want to take care of some things that you need from your needs and wants list as well, okay?
Oh, well, thank you.
You are very welcome. This will be a day that you guys will remember for the rest of your life.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
You deserve it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Wow.
So just hang tight, and then I'll get you the rest of the details, and we will see you coming up on Wednesday the 13th. That's tough to come back to when you're a single mom and taking care of your three kids and your 21-year-old daughter and your little grandbaby, and everything's gone.
But I love her spirit. She's so strong. She's amazing.
Beyond, right?
Gosh.
So if you want to help us make it a Christmas for these families that they will cherish for the rest of their lives, you can make a tax-deductible donation right now by going to ZazaCommunity.org. Remember, the foundation is a 501c3 not-for-profit, right, and 100% of the proceeds go to help these families this year. And it will be a day. You'll see the video when it's all said and done. Worth whatever you can do.
And even last year's video.
Yeah, they're up right now. You can check last year's video out if you want. But whether it's $1, $15, $100, or $1,000, or if you're a business and you need a big tax deduction this year, you can write this off and know that it's helping families just like Aaron.